WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Low unemployment, falling interest rates, a booming stock market, and a recession averted are combining to make this a boom year for holiday spending. CBS's Ellie Bauman.
The average American is expected to spend about $900 on gifts, food, and decorations, which would add up to a record-breaking season for retailers.
Retail Me Not's Stephanie Carl says we may be spending more, but we're also spending wisely.
On average, consumers are planning to spend 14% more this year, but they are being strategic in how they're shopping. So cashback offers, loyalty rewards, and promo codes are becoming a must-have part of the shopping process.
Lots of planes, lots of passengers, and lots of records being set.
There were over 232,000 flights in the U.S. Sunday through Thursday, setting a record for Thanksgiving air travel. 52,000 flights on Tuesday alone. The FAA expects record-breaking flight numbers to continue through Monday. TSA anticipates it will screen more than 3 million Sunday passengers in what could be the agency's busiest day ever. Only 0.3% of flights were canceled and only 1.2% of flights were delayed, both figures record lows. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Medics in Gaza say at least 25 Palestinians have died in Israeli military strikes across the enclave overnight and today. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had dinner last night with President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where it's believed they spoke about Trump's tariff threats. Trudeau spoke before the meeting.
Justin Trudeau's visit to Mar-a-Lago comes as President-elect Trump threatens to impose a 25% tariff on imported goods from Canada and Mexico. Trudeau has warned against the move.
He'd actually be raising prices for American citizens as well and hurting American industry and businesses. But there are ways for us to work together to demonstrate, as we did years before, that we can do things together.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke by phone with Trump on Wednesday, but she said the issue did not come up.
CBS's Weijia Zhang, both Canada and Mexico are reported to be considering retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. All of a sudden, Syria is back in the news with a surprise advance by anti-government forces into the second largest city, Aleppo. It's the first time in 8 years rebels have gained control of parts of that city. Dozens of government soldiers have been killed in the most serious challenge to President Bashar al-Assad in years. The government says it's preparing to a counteroffensive to retake Aleppo. The surprise attack has now scrambled the front lines in a long civil war. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding whether to review a Wisconsin case over the issue of gender identity in schools. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The case Parents Protecting Our Children versus Eau Claire Area School District asked to strike down a school policy that the parents believe infringes upon their right to make major health-related decisions with their children. The district says its policy was created to provide direction and resources for transgender students and students with questions about their gender identity, including when they don't feel safe or accepted at home. Attorney Haley Archer with the ACLU of Wisconsin says the focus should remain on the children.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students.
The parent group argues the school policy encourages kids to hide important aspects of their health, like changing pronouns at school. Lower courts have dismissed the case because none of the group's children are involved. Luke Berg with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty represents Parents Protecting Our Children.
Children who have struggled with this and later come out of it have said, it was not actually helpful for me to have adults around me affirming that I was really the opposite sex. It actually confused me further. And so this can do harm to children. And in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQ youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationwide, those rates drop significantly for transgender and non-binary youth who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit windy, sunshine with a high near 26, wind chills down around 0 or maybe 5 below. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 13, wind still gusting up to 25 out of the west. For Sunday, sunny with a high near 30.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time, an all new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
November 30th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha Hour 2. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, joined by the Mighty Max Martinson on the board. I am live and local from the virtual office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, located today at Sweet Dreams on 332 West Broadway Street. Max is joining us from Radio City down there in Victory Avenue. And speaking of victories, it's Small Business Saturday, and we're off to a great start. We're enjoying these delicious Doughboys, the newest offering of Sweet Dreams. You can come in here and get lunch, dinner. They have adult beverages. And for those of you in the StreamYard, Henry has just showed us what one of these delicious Doughboys looks like. And for $4.99, you can get what he calls a seven-piece. And it's can feed a whole family. But they're light, too, which I like. Yeah, here, put the headphones on there. So, yeah. So we're calling out small businesses here. And I want to thank Greg, Triple G Wansnyder. He will be calling in about 8:20 to give us the Carol Minute, or help with it, I should say. But he did want to mention that the Co-Pilot Coffee, where Greg's enjoying his coffee this morning, they have handheld and digital gift cards. And he says the owner, Amelia, is great. So I love that. I'm also joined by Janie from the block. Hello. The unofficial mayor of Waukesha, Mary Jane Sanchez.
That's what they call me.
Of Work Hub Digital Marketing. And I also want to, before we jump into Small Business Saturday and talk more with Henry, I promise to share some holiday happenings, starting with next Friday, December 6th, the Night of Lights at 5:30. The tree lighting starts at 5:30, December 6th, outside the Rotunda on 235 West Broadway with music, the lighting of the downtown Christmas tree, and a glimpse at Santa. There will be lantern stroll and caroling. The night continues with that as you can follow Santa from the Rotunda down to the river from with the lantern walk. Along the short walk, everyone can enjoy some caroling outside of our downtown businesses. Bring along a lantern from home or purchase one at the tree lighting. And then there's the Walk of Light ceremony that takes place at 6:15. That's how the night wraps up, with the lighting of the Walk of Lights along Riverfront Street, 23 Riverfront Street. Stick around after the lights are on for treats, giveaways, including a new Walk of Lights ornament, and, of course, the chance to meet Santa. On Saturday, December 7th, at the Schutze Recreation Center Gym, 1120 Baxter Street at 5 p.m., you get to watch the movie Polar Express.
Ooh.
Welcome to kids of all ages. And then at 6 p.m., actually, that's when the doors open at 5 p.m., and you can meet Santa and his reindeer. At 6, the movie starts with free popcorn. So bring some chairs and blankets. Another great way to celebrate the holiday. And then, of course, I think it's like the 63rd or 4th offering of the Waukesha Christmas Parade, organized by the Waukesha Chamber of Commerce, held on Sunday, December 8th, starting at 4 p.m. There is a parade route available on the city's website. So, lots to look forward to here in downtown this Waukesha this holiday season. And I'm sure Henry of Sweet Dreams has got to be excited about that.
Oh, we love it. That's the whole reason, right?
Yeah. That is true.
I do want to mention, Don, that the Salvation Army gives out hot cocoa every single year at the Rotunda for those that are waiting for Santa to come.
I like that idea. Yeah. And that thing with Small Business Saturday, too, these guys support a lot of local charities and keep them all in your heart and your giving. One great idea is the food pantry serving Waukesha County. Full disclosure, I'm on the board. I chair the board. But during this holiday season, there are families struggling from food insecurity, and we could sure use your help making their holiday special, especially for the kids. You're going to say something, Henry?
I know, I was agreeing with you. Absolutely. You know, we deal with it all the time. We try and help out as much as we can, but I 100% agree with everything you're saying. You know, let's try and help out. You know, it's cold out there, so another thing on my mind is, you know,
yeah,
hey, let's try and do something if we can find some gloves for some people.
Yeah.
You know, hats gloves and gloves. Hats. That's usually some of the stuff that's forgotten.
That sounds great. So we have a walk-in visitor. I know the restaurant's not open, but she's very welcome. What's her name?
Peg.
Peg. All right.
I was driving around, and I was listening to you.
Oh, I love it.
And it said, come on down to Sweet Dreams, so I put it in my GPS, and I have a
ride. And here you are.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from, Peg, if you don't mind me asking?
Early shopping.
Early shopping.
Yeah. There we
Hope
go.
Those stores are open.
Walmart by 6, breakfast nice. By 7 on the south side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
There we go.
Well, we're really glad you're here. Please, no, yeah, help yourself.
Okay.
They're outstanding. You won't regret it.
Thank you.
We look forward to your feedback on that. So,
I'll be sure to stop in again.
Oh, you bet. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Peg.
Thank you so much.
You're
happy
awesome.
Holidays. All the best. We'll have to have you on the show sometime. I know you got a story to tell.
Oh, I have stories.
She's got stories. All right. Janie, can you get her information?
Oh, yes.
If you don't mind, thanks so much.
Do.
All right. This is how it happens here in the Shaw. This is how we roll. There are no strangers here, only friends who have not yet met. If I may borrow from my good friend, Mr. W.B. Yates.
Was it Penny or Peggy?
Peg.
Peg?
Yeah.
Peg, next time you come in, ask for me.
Ask for Henry.
I have a treat for you.
Look at this. What? Just okay. Ask for Henry.
Oh, all right.
Tell him you're Peg.
Yep. So ask for me, Henry, when you see me, and I'll have a special treat for you.
Okay, well,
it was lovely seeing you.
Thank you.
It's another Small Business Saturday miracle.
Hey, that was a fun surprise.
This is really great, yeah. So, you might
people are probably surprised to see all the lights on this early here, you know.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
People are still sleeping off those big turkey dinners.
Then again, they could just think it's one of my Facebook videos.
There you go. Hey, so did you have a nice Thanksgiving, Henry?
It was really nice to have one day off. It's been a while.
Right.
I almost forgot what that was like.
As a former restaurant operator, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but so did someone else cook for you then, I hope?
Oh, no. You can't keep you can't keep me out of there.
Yeah.
No, Costco did.
Okay.
Shout out to another semi. So
they started small. Somewhere out there in Seattle, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those in the know go to Costco. That's great. So it was like a Friendsgiving, or do you have some family around? Or
I do. Cool. My parents moved up from Illinois
nice.
Recently.
Up
so,
from the noise.
They're Heartland locals now.
Heartland locals, okay.
So getting to know the scene, and so it was great. I got to spend time with them. So
all right.
Yeah, Absolutely.
And they've, of course, been to the store here in the Shaw, right?
Oh, absolutely. My mom helped out on some busy Fridays a couple of times. She got back in there and would help run plates out to customers and greet them. And so there might be a couple of you listeners out there that know what I'm talking about and saw her running around. So
that's the best. That's like Bo and me. His dad will come and help out.
Yeah.
His dad had a lot of experience in restaurant business, so it's neat seeing a friendly family face like that.
Yeah.
Makes you feel welcome. So, and in this day and age, too, where staff is so hard to find for restaurants, it's good to have family. So how's your staffing situation, if I may ask?
Good. We've actually if I could take a quick pause and detour real quick.
Yeah.
We're opening up a third location.
As you said, yeah.
Yeah.
Out in Hartford.
And the reason Oriole I took that detour is because we need help, right? We need we're going to need employees here. We're going to be shooting for opening early spring
in Hartford. Okay.
In Hartford, but that also means more staff here, right?
Yeah. Well, good.
It was absolutely nuts in August when we opened, and we had I think only two or three Friday Night Live experiences. We didn't even get the full taste of it.
Okay.
Especially once the new year turns, and spring break and things like that. I think we're going to need to really increase staffing, just because I think our space is large in here, and especially with some outdoor seating that might be coming next year. I think it's just we're going to need all the help we can get just to be as efficient as we can be. So it'll be great. Plus, we got some really cool stuff in store for next year. So possibly live band out front. Obviously, if we can work with the city, get that car show done. Guys, people, you guys need to, the more talk about it, you'll make it happen.
I love that. Thanks so much for sharing that. Well, that's another thing, too. Small business, they got great promotional ideas, too, events, festivals. And when I was in the restaurant business down in Evanston, down in your old neck of the woods, I co-founded a jazz festival that in its third year had like 5,000 people in downtown Waukesha on a Saturday. It was an indoor event for the first few nights, and then it just kept growing every year. The first year was two nights, second year was three nights. The third year, it was like four indoor nights and the outdoor festival, and it was big. And we had some really great names in jazz there, including McCoy Tyner, the legendary pianist, and sax player Stanley Turrentine were headliners. So, and those are just a few of the great names. Dr. John came the year after I left the company. So, but that happens from small business. And I remember so many people thanking me at the end of that last festival I was involved with, to be able to come and bring your lawn chair and experience some great live jazz and all the other offerings from local restaurants and bars that had like stands and stuff on one of the main streets. It was fun, and looking forward to seeing more of that here. We have the Carol Minute next, and Greg Triple G Wansnyder will be calling in to help with that. As well as I want to shout out some student athletes from North and South football, honoring the Parkland Conference honors list. And so much more here on this Saturday morning, November 30th, on This Week in Waukesha, 5:40 a.m. And we're taking your calls in the Civic Media app, so we want to hear your small business ideas.
Where the poor children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day. For me, I was once their age, once I was young, but I know I had my family to fall back on. Give it up, charity.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday. Days noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey, we're back in This Week in Waukesha. And for any of you Big Ten football fans, you got to be familiar with that song, Silver Linings by Guards, that's featured on those Big Ten promotional commercials that I like so much. And I know for a lot of local Big Ten fans, it's not a very good weekend after the Badgers 24-7 loss to Minnesota, giving up the Paul Bunyan axe, and a 5-7 finish, too. And I know there's a lot of excitement about there was when Luke Fickell signed on. I was under the impression that he was really going to be a rainmaker and that they would be more elite status, like 2-3 loss seasons or 1-loss seasons. But seems like we're going a little bit backwards. But I've been told, you know, give this guy time to build the program. And so, and glad I'm not too big of a Badger fan, being a Spartan, but I do wish the Badgers well. And we got some local football stars I want to shout out. But first, the Carroll Minute. Greg Wansnyder has been patiently waiting from the Copilot Cafe. Triple G, it's all you, man. How's it going?
Good morning, Don. I'm actually not at Copilot this morning. I'm at my house, but I just wanted to let people know about Copilot Coffee. But
you're there in spirit.
Good morning to you and Mary Jane and Henry
and to you.
Yeah.
There. Hello. Good morning.
Have you visited Sweet Dreams yet, Greg?
I have, and Henry probably knows me as the only blind guy who's I'm just kidding. But Henry knows my friend Abby, who's done the graphic design for Sweet Dreams. So
Abby, she's awesome.
Yeah. So, and Henry, I have to say quick before we get into the Carroll Minute, and I'll be short, but your atmosphere, your music, Don, I don't know if he's playing the music quietly in the background today, but your
not
music
yet. He had Van Morrison on earlier, though.
It was so hype, so high energy when you go, because in a restaurant, it's all about atmosphere, and I love the atmosphere of Sweet Dreams, and I love coming there with my friends and just listening to the music. So who knows?
Thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot. I mean, we really do try, and our big thing is exactly that. It's all about a vibe, and we just we're here to provide a good time, a good atmosphere, whether for all types of people, families, friends, business associates, whatever. So I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Nice.
Well, and
all right, what's going on at Carroll, Greg?
We've got a lot of fun things coming up here at Carroll. We've got students are, of course, on Thanksgiving break, but don't you worry. Excitement will ramp up around campus. I don't know if you guys have seen the Christmas lights being put up, or the holiday lights, I should say, being put up all around campus. We are having our holiday festivities coming up starting this weekend, beginning with our Christmas tree lighting on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. We are going to have See You, Merry and Bright, which is a local collaboration between Carroll and I believe there's some downtown businesses that are going to be involved, but the Carroll Choirs are definitely going to be there. There's always The Christmas tree lighting, you know, I have to say, Tim, and the people at the physical plant, Carol's physical plant is awesome. They keep those grounds, you know, looking and smelling and feeling very good. So we've got that coming up. And then next week, next weekend, we've got Christmas at Carol, the Christmas concert. And that'll be Friday and Saturday night, Christmas at Carol. And that'll be at 7:30 p.m. in Shattuck Auditorium. And our choirs and vocal groups do a great job of putting things on and, you know, just doing these concerts every year. Our Christmas concert is a huge draw. So definitely some things that you want to be, I just love campus around the holiday season. I love it any season, but, and then just a couple other things. I just wanted to give a shout out to our men's basketball team, who unfortunately last Saturday, I was at the game against Washington University, fell a little short, but they are back in action. Our women's basketball teams are going back in action, and a lot of the sports are swimming still going on, so you can still catch some swim meets, go to the Carol pool and tell the smell, one of my favorite smells, which is the chlorine smell. I'm going to be going to a swim meet here really soon. But so, Don, that's kind of what's going on at Carol.
Great.
Like I said, a lot of holiday stuff.
Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing that, Greg. And what I wanted to add to the Carol Minute, too, was I looked on the alumni page on your site, and a nice shout-out to one of your fellow alum, Owen Hover, who turned a candle hobby into the Oren and Olive brand. Its unique hand-poured candles, crafted in repurposed vessels, inspired by his love for candles and a personal vision, he built a brand known for its moody, sophisticated aesthetic and premium experience. He's based in Milwaukee, and his candles are available online and in select stores. So big shout-out there to Carol alum Owen Hover. And I can't wait to – we're a big candle family, so I'll be sure to look out for the Oren and Olive brand, and the "and" is a plus sign. So, Greg, thanks so much for calling in, and I look forward to catching up with you soon for some cup of coffee and some holiday cheer. Greg Triple G Wansnyder. All the best, my friend.
Thanks again, Greg. So, I look forward to seeing you, too. Ask for me so we can catch up.
I love it. So, and I know I'm on the closer end of a break here, so I promise we're going to talk a little more football when we come back from the break. I want to shout out some young men from North and South that made the Parkland Conference honor roll in the school's first year in the conference, and looking forward to celebrating those. We're going to learn so much more about Henry Kritchko and Sweet Dreams, and a dream he had from his days in Downers Grove, Illinois, is now a reality here in Waukesha and of course in Heartland, and soon to be in Hartford. And shouting out some more small businesses on this Small Business Saturday. And we do want to hear, we're taking your calls here, and you can also text the Civic Media app if you're shy. So here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 540 AM. Stick around.
a new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Holiday spending is expected to be up substantially this year. This shopper says she's finding bargains.
It's a lot of good sales, so I'm very excited.
Elon Musk and his partner in the Department of Government Efficiency will brief Republicans on their plan to slash spending, says CBS's Weijia Zhang.
He and Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a Republican businessman, will be heading down to Washington next week. At least they're planning to meet with House Republicans to talk about their plans to slash regulations and cut workforces across federal agencies.
Syria's military is acknowledging that parts of the major city Aleppo have fallen to anti-government rebels. The BBC's John Shea says Syria's main ally is now coming to the rescue.
In the early hours of this morning, Russian warplanes bombed rebel positions in Aleppo for the first time in 8 years. The area hasn't seen fighting on this scale since a truce was signed by Russia and Turkey nearly 5 years ago.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers asked how Chris Middleton is doing after surgery on both ankles this summer.
It went great. Yeah, he's progressing. I keep saying it, but you can ask as many questions you want. It's not going to make him come back faster. So.
NFL, the Packers start practice tomorrow preparing for Thursday night's game in Detroit against the Lions. College football, the Badgers losing at home to Minnesota 24-7. Head coach Luke Fickell on finishing the season with a losing record of 5-7.
We got a lot of work to do, and there's only one way. Understand this. Everybody can say recruiting. Everybody can say go transfer portal. All those things that we'll do, but there's one way to get better at this freaking game, and it's to freaking work at it, and it's to play it, and it's to go out there and perform. You don't just get better practice. You don't just get better watching film. And if we don't go out and perform and play, then our ass ain't going to get any better.
That's Wisconsin's head football coach, Luke Fickell, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit windy, sunshine with a high near 26, wind chills down around 0 or maybe 5 below. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 13, winds still gusting up to 25 out of the west. For Sunday, sunny with a high near 30.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
with the dark shadow of the Empire rising to take their place. This message is a warning and a reminder for any surviving Jedi. Trust in the Force. Do not return to the temple. That time has passed. And our future is uncertain. We will each be challenged. Our trust, our faith, our friendships. But we must persevere. And in time, a new hope will emerge.
Heard and seen this a lot on social media in the past couple weeks following the election. And tugs at the old heartstrings. So, but we're here on Small Business Saturday in downtown, strategically located at Sweet Dreams with our own, with the owner, Henry Krichko. Yes. Great story. And we got to have you on future shows so we can learn more about you, the concept. But first, I promised to shout out some local heroes from Waukesha South and North that made the honor roll in their first year in the Parkland Conference for football. First, Waukesha South. First team kicker and punter, all Parkland, Aiden Urban. Great young man. And we look forward to seeing him in the diamond for John Stillman's black shirts this spring. Next, first team all receiver, another senior, the general, Zayas DeWalt, who I believe broke the receiving yards record for Waukesha South, too. So congrats to Zayas, and looking forward to seeing him on the hardwood. In fact, they've already started the black shirts, South campaign, and Zayas, one of the star guards. Looking forward to seeing him continue his career in his senior year. Congrats to Zayas. Then we have honorable mention, linebacker Anthony Duzinski from my beloved Banting Park, and who also was a guest on the show with his other bandmates in the Nunchucks. So he's also a punk rocker. Oh. And an honorable mention, all Parkland Conference linebacker. So congrats to Anthony. There's offensive lineman Ramon Jackson, also honorable mention. And then the scholar athlete, Parkland Conference wide receiver Ben Pizzala. So congrats to all of them. And now we're going to go over to, if I can find it here, the north side. Bear with me a moment, folks. I know for first team, there was Connor Curtis. Ready to go, Connor. I apologize. I had it up here. Let me just see where I can find it here. I think it's on TWIW. Bear with me a moment here, and apologies to North Nation, North Star Nation, I should say. So.
While you're looking at that, Don, I'll fill in.
Yeah, fill in, Mary Jane. Thank you. Yes. Help me out here.
I did want to mention that some other places that you can go for gifts.
I got it now.
Are unusual ones like Nice Ash. They have a massive walk-in humidor. And every time I go to visit friends and family that I know that smoke cigars, I pick a couple up from there. They're easy to transport, and the men or women that enjoy cigars love that. Love them. Those are just nice treats.
That's a great call, Mary Jane.
Go ahead, Don.
So here we go. Congrats to the Waukesha North Stars. They have four gentlemen on the first team. It includes Chase Mucho, quarterback Connor Curtis, Connor Wilkham, and Julian Terracuz, all first team. I don't have their positions, but I do remember Connor was a quarterback. He was on my show. Honorable mention, Daniel Addison and Anthony Rodriguez. So congrats to those North Stars and to Coach Ciano and to both teams making a mark in the new Parkland Conference. So
playing hard.
I know their family's celebrating extra special this holiday weekend and hoping they're making it out too for Small Business Saturday. A lot of great gift ideas, especially for Mom, to you All-Star North Stars and Black Shirts.
Go Black Shirts.
Go Black. And Mary Jane's a Black Shirts alumnus. Class of 77, may I say?
Yes, I am.
Fair to say. So how was your Thanksgiving, Janie?
Oh, my gosh, it was excellent. We went out to Menominee Falls to one of my brother's homes, and my brother's home from Georgia. So we had just the whole spread, just like Thanksgiving's supposed to be, drinking good wine, some Miller beers, and playing a little bit of poker.
Love it. So, hey, speaking of...
Are you done?
What's that?
And your Thanksgiving?
We had a really nice Thanksgiving. Went to our my sister-in-law's here in the Shaw, and they had a grilled turkey, which I had before. Ooh, that was lovely. And all the other offerings were fantastic. And her husband's a hunter, and he usually favors us with some like deer sausage.
Love it. Our family are hunters, too, so I understand.
Instead of having it on the table, he said, when you leave, there's a red Sendix bag. Take it. And it was frozen in cryovac deer sausage, a couple of different kinds of like sausage and I forget the other type of style, wiener, if you will, but we look forward to thawing that and cooking that up at the right time. So it was a great day, and it's nice to cap off the day with a Packers game.
I know, and a Packer win.
So, and my heart goes out to the local Bears fans, especially Nick Mahalos and his family.
They try.
You wanted them to win as a Packer fan to help the Packers in the standings, but they finally did the right thing by firing the coach. Now if they can fire the McCaskies, they'll be in great shape. Fire the owners.
Don,
and they'll finally be competitive. So,
if I can, I want to share just a hilarious story about Packers and Bears.
Yeah.
So one time I was at a client's establishment, and there was a Bears fan sitting next to me. And I said, oh, sorry, you know, about your loss. And he says, you Packer fans are the worst fans ever. And I'm like, no, we're not. We're really nice.
Yeah.
He says, well, hold on. Give me a moment here. Let me explain. He says, it doesn't matter if you guys win or lose. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You always play the Bears still suck. I said,
oh, geez.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we say that on the air there, Maxie?
Hopefully I get away with that.
Only kidding.
But anyways, no, we are good fans, right. And we respect
our
Bear fans to the south.
Well, we have another transplanted Chicagoan here, Henry, who's been a gracious host. Henry, I'm looking at your menu, and I've had your burgers. They're excellent, but I also saw on your chalkboard, I've had your chili, too. That's outstanding. And on a cold day like today, that is a great reprieve for any of you downtown shoppers.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, we got chicken dumpling. We've also got tomato bisque. We've got the chili. We got this interesting one. It's a rotating potato. What I mean by that is it's always going to be potato-based, but each week it might be different. It might be a potato leek. Next week it might be Newski bacon.
I got to say, Henry, I had no intention of making this a show filled with Seinfeld references, but I see you have a picture of the soup Nazi.
Yes.
Above your soup table.
Well, yes, because we only have limited quantities.
Yeah.
This stuff is made here locally. It's not big batch stuff where you get it frozen. So there really is limited availability. So maybe one day I will be saying, no soup for you.
Yeah. Come back one year. No, you're just the opposite, Gwen. You're a very gracious and generous host. And don't get easily offended like the soup Nazi does. So Triple G wants to know, or no, I'm sorry, this is Rudy. What does Henry offer for gluten-free options?
Hey, great question. So first of all, my custard. My custard is gluten-free.
Nice.
But I do have gluten-free buns. So theoretically, that would open up most of my menu. We're working on there's a couple of the soups that would be gluten-free. The tomato bisque is vegetarian. And then also we're working potentially on the salad option as well for guests. So
nice.
That might not just be gluten-free, but just people in general that might
want a healthy option, though.
A lighter thing or nice. As a side or something. Yeah, so.
That's terrific. Good deal.
So no doughboys.
Yeah. Hey, and the sun has finally made its way out here downtown. Maybe they'll warm things up a little bit, but at least it'll give us a nice shine to the holiday shopping. So what small businesses have we missed, Janie? What do we who have we not included yet?
There's quite a few. I know that there is a new apparel shop that moved into the River's Edge Gallery. So they actually make or print apparel. So I've met them during the Friday Night Live, but I haven't been into their store. The there's the CBD store right on the corner here. They have products, and then there's another one down on Grand Avenue, and further down on Grand, right on the corner of South and Grand, there's the new Idyllic Tea, bubble tea store that opened up, and they are really cute in there, and it's a great place to meet for bubble teas.
It's good. We tried some.
Have you? Have
yeah,
you
I had there? I forgot what Yuli had, my partner, but I had a strawberry one. Oh, that was fun.
They look fun. I haven't indulged in that yet. And then, Don, our good friend over there at the Sewing Alterations place, there are two alterations.
Stephanie,
yes.
Stephanie Olson, yes.
She's there. She makes a lot of handmade apparel that she sells at the fairs in the summer months.
Glad you mentioned that.
She's a good person in the community, longstanding. And then we have two art shops. There's the Otto's, and then also Kurt Otto has one, too. So those are great if you ever want to sponsor a kid who has artistic talents and maybe they can't afford it or they just show an interest. That would be really nice Christmas present for some young children to give them art lessons.
Okay.
And there's, let me think of a couple other ones, Don.
Yeah. Hey, while you do think of that, I just got a text in. Joey's Diner downtown just opened up. Almont Gallery is just off the beaten path of downtown is Karma Cafe. So some other good
You know what's also
choices.
Around the corner? You got Donut Squad.
Donut Squad, yeah.
That's a forgotten gem.
Insane.
Oh, I love them. We
see
they're
them sold
all
out
the time.
By like 8:30 in the morning every day because their donuts are so
good.
They're
the nicest people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's if you really need your shirt, but they're gonna be hard to compete with your Doughboys. For those of you just tuning in, Sweet Dreams here at 332 West Broadway have these amazing pastry treats, Henry's Mom's Recipe, all going all the way back probably from Federal Hill in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe even across the pond to Italy. So
going all the yeah, quite who possibly knows? Yeah, that is fantastic. Maxie, how are we doing on time here?
We've got just under 2 minutes left.
Just under 2 minutes. Fantastic. So,
Don, let's talk a little
Janie.
Bit about the Civic Theater.
Yes. Get your tickets for the holidays.
Definitely.
Yes.
The holidays are here. The kids will be off. It'll be a great time to go. I myself have a 3-year-old grandson, and so I haven't yet, but I need to buy tickets for the 101 Dalmatians.
101 Dalmatians.
That are coming in, will be playing in January.
Yeah.
Well, what you want to know is our family has 2 Dalmatians.
It's great holiday gift ideas. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yes,
so, yep.
Support
and,
local here.
I want to cut in one thing, too, is a new segment we'll be adding to the show up until the last day is Corby's Last Call. For those of you listening last week, my guests were interim Dean Ron Gulotta and members and former members of the staff. We're also alumni promoting the last day at UWM Waukesha. In May, it's going to be a festival, and we're going to get updates every week on that. So I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break, as well as some more small business Saturday hints before we wrap things up here from Sweet Dreams here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. Was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. Still suck, the Bears still suck. They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
a voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Hey, we're back in this week in Waukesha at 5:40 a.m. in the Civic Media app. And again, in honor of Shane McGowan on the first anniversary of his passing, that is the broad, majestic Shannon. And anyone willing to share a couple of pints with me, you can get me to sing that song. We can sing it together. Easy one to learn. So, hey, before we continue with the discussion on small business shopping ideas, there's so many we haven't touched upon yet. But as I mentioned before the break, Corby's Last Call, we'll be talking about it every week on the show building up to the event in May. There's a 58-year history that made big contributions to the city, including in recent years, there was a distinguished speaker series that brought in a lot of big names from around the country and was driven by the students and so many other great contributions from the university, including its alumni that have made a big impact here in our city. So listen for more of that. And also before I forget, the Amicus Law Review is on next with James Santel. And when James and I were both in studio together, he'd favor us with some delicious pastries from Glorioso's on Brady Street. I can now return the favor with these doughboys from Sweet Dreams here in the Shaw, 332 West Broadway. So, Jim Santel, if you're listening, we're going to come to Sweet Dreams. I'm going to treat you to some doughboys to return this, sugary debt I owe you. So, now we want to talk about so many places. There was Chef Pam's. You could organize a special event there. That'd be a great gift idea.
Yes, and they do cooking classes there.
Cooking classes, yep. So go ahead, Mary Jane. You had a few more.
For years and years, I've shopped at Plowshare.
Plowshare, yes.
Plowshare is other countries that they bring product in that are handmade items, and they just have a beautiful selection, everything from scarves to hats to leather purses. And ornaments, all those type of things. So please stop there. And
former Mayor Larry Nelson will be glad you mentioned that. He's on the board of Plowshares. And yes, I've just about every year I've gotten a great gift there at Plowshares. Really neat stuff. So thanks for mentioning that.
The right across the street from me, my office, I look right at Crazy Golf every day. They have
an indoor golf experience.
Yes,
right?
And virtual. It's I always see families in there. They have it's kind of like an arcade.
Yeah.
They have a motorcycle in there, and I think it's, I don't know, nine
holes. Hey, speaking of arcade, for you Gen Xers or children of the 80s like myself, Henry recently added a Pac-Man video game here at Sweet Dreams. So for any of you waxing sentimental, come here for lunch and enjoy some Pac-Man.
Galaga.
And Galaga's here, yes. Too. So
all those different ones. I remember them well.
So, Henry, how about you? Other great small business ideas here in the Shaw or else where you live?
Yes, so I'm a little north Not far, but I'm a big fan of pizza. So Tony Maroney's.
Tony Maroney's.
Tony Maroney's. Love it. I think they've got a solid
Been pie. There. Love them.
Yes, yes. So whenever I am home and I can get it in time, I'd love to get them to go. That'd be great.
Love that. That's good to know. And we obviously have some great pizza options here in the Shawn here in downtown.
Yes.
We mentioned Mia's, Jimmy's Grotto, of course. So many more.
What is the Panzone or whatever the...
The Panzerotta.
The Panzerotta, that's what it is.
Yes.
That thing puts you to sleep. That thing.
Right.
Hey, Waukesha Institution. Yeah,
Jimmy
great
Grotto's,
call, Henry.
Jimmy Grotto.
Cross
Jimmy
off Grotto. Your schedule for the rest of your day.
Excellent call, yeah. So, you know, someone mentioned Bosco's earlier. You get gift cards there. They're also the same owners of the...
Subelman's.
Subelman's there. And then next door to that's Club 400. All these guys have great gift card ideas.
And La Estación across the street.
La Estación, yep. Can't forget Tony. So, and there's a couple others on the tip of my tongue, but jump in, Henry or Mary Jane, with other small business ideas while you think of this.
Let's, Don, talk about the elderly that over are in the nursing homes. Think about them this holiday coming. And
Absolutely.
Nice little, even anonymous gifts would be really great.
Yeah,
over there at Avalon Square, they're part
Fuzzy's on Main Street.
Correct.
And then Benny the Jet texted in, "What about Ray's Grain Brewery?"
Oh yes,
they've also got great merch there in addition to delicious beer. Yep. So not just gift cards, but hats, t-shirts, Brewskies. Jackets. So, and I'm sure North Pillar Brewery here in downtown has gift cards.
Yeah, they're the new kids on the block, and we love
new
them.
New kids on the block. So they should sell their glass. The glassware is pretty cool there. That'd be neat to get their logo.
Their logo is
embossed
a little fox.
There.
Of course, we have the Fox River here.
Sure, sure. So I'm so glad we're able to mention these guys. Now, in the 2 minutes we have left, what is the one who have we forgotten?
Rochester Deli.
Rochester Deli and the
Amazing.
Periwinkle Bakery next door that they own, too.
Right. You have to order in advance, but you can pick it right up there at at the deli.
Yeah. And they're great. Small business member of the community, too. Very
For
charitable.
Many, many
yeah.
years.
So very happy to shout them out. And maybe one of the best pastrami on rye I've had in the area, too. So that's a big big thumbs up for the deli there.
There's two jewelry stores in Waukesha that I'd like to mention. The first one is the Scotts. They're right there on Grand.
Okay.
Right by the Picky Picky shop.
Nice.
And there's also the Dan's L&L Fine Jewelry, which you
Sounds
have
great.
To kind of catch them to find them
it.
There, but they're great jewelry.
Sounds good. And so many more. And not just Small Business Saturday, but it's really every day this holiday season. Support these small businesses. I want to thank Henry Critchko and Sweet Dreams here at 332 West Broadway Street. He's hosting Snacking with Santa on December 16th from 4 to 8. And be sure to ask for the Doughboy, arguably the greatest pastry I've ever had. I want to thank Janie from the block, Mary Jane Sanchez of Work Hub Digital Media.
Thank you, Don.
I want to wish everyone, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Wish everyone a wonderful Small Business Saturday, a great way to kick off the holiday season. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Go Ramila Mahagov Galer. Thank you again, everybody, and see ya!
See ya.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.